The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Scientists tell us that it's virtually impossible that there are two snowflakes that are alike. So when you think of all the millions upon millions of snowflakes that we get in winter, and we get plenty of them in upstate New York, that it's virtually impossible that any two of them are alike. We know theologically, spiritually, that no two human beings are alike. Every single one of us is different. Even among identical twins, they're still each unique human beings. And I say this because we're like seeds that are planted. Each and every one of us is a different plant. And each and every one of us is sown mindfully by God so that we produce good fruit. So just as farmers go out in the spring and sow their crops and watch them grow and then harvest all the good things that come from the crops, so we as human beings, as children of God, are called to produce good fruit. We are the handiwork of God. And each and every one of us is called to make sure that we grow well, that we nurture our lives so that we can produce the good fruit that God wants us to produce. So each in our own unique ways are going to give witness to God who created us. We're going to give a testimony just through our lives what kind of God we worship. And hopefully we're so focused on our relationship with God that when people see us, see our deeds, when they hear us speak, they're going to see somehow the hand of the Creator in each of us. So each of us is a unique revelation of God's love, and it's up to us throughout our lives to find out just how unique we are, what are our special gifts, and how we are called to produce good fruit, to nourish ourselves, but also everyone else. So God created us not just to be on this planet and go through life and then die and be judged, but rather each of us has a commission, a vocation. All of us share in the common priesthood. And above and beyond that, each of us is going to live out that vocation, that commission in a particular way. So how are we doing with it? How are we doing the things we're called to do to make sure that we do produce good fruit? Well, we're doing one of the most important things right now, celebrating the Eucharist. The Eucharist means thanksgiving. So as we come together on Sunday, we are praising God. We are thanking God for creation, for God's love, for our very beings, because we were created to be with God for all eternity. That's how much God loves us. And also, God nurtures us, I could say, using the analogy of farming fertilizes us by giving us his word. We heard it in the scriptures. And even more powerfully, he actually gives us his very flesh and blood so that we can grow strong as his children and produce good fruit. So weekly attendance at Mass, that's a given. That's a foundation of our lives as children of God. If we want to produce good fruit, this is absolutely essential, because what we're doing is we're going to the source of our being. We're going to the source of our spiritual health and saying, yes, God, I believe and I want to grow in my faith. And then the rest really is up to us as individuals, how we want to continue to grow in our faith. Now, it does mean, of course, that we do have to take time for prayer, but how we pray, that's up to us. We can do that in many different ways. Some people go to daily Mass, others say the rosary, others read the scripture and meditate on it. So each in our unique ways, we're going to take some time to always be in touch with the sower, with God, who sowed us, who nurtures us, who wants us to bear good fruit. And then, of course, we're also called to do the things that help us to live out our faith. It's not just something between me and God, but rather it's something between me and God and everyone else. So as a follower of Christ, I'm called not only to make sure that my garden is in bloom, that I'm nurturing myself so I can produce good fruit, but I'm supposed to be taking that good fruit, that faith in Jesus Christ, and taking it out into the world to nurture other people in their lives so that they too can bear good fruit. So we're here to give witness to our faith in Jesus Christ, who created us out of love, to be an example of his dearly beloved children in the world, to build up the kingdom of God. That's what we're doing. And to remember that we were created not just so that we can enjoy the gifts of God, but also so that we can go forth and proclaim the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. So every one of us is a unique plant. There's no two alike. And each of us is going to bear a particular type of fruit if we work at it with God's help, and he will always nurture us, always provide us with what we need, but we will produce good fruit so that we can see even in our midst the kingdom of God growing, the kingdom of God, which is what God started and he calls us to continue to build up each and every day. And if you look in the newspaper, you look on the news, it's very easy to realize how much darkness there is in the world, how much evil there is in the world, how much violence, how much disrespect for God's beautiful creation, you and me, and every other human being. So we have to live our faith deeply, to grow in our faith, to nurture it, to water it, to fertilize it, to make sure that there are no weeds choking it off, so that we can be a shining example of God's good creation. And God loves each and every one of us in a unique way because we are unique. The Old Testament says each of us is the apple of God's eye. Think of that. Every single one of us is dearly beloved by God and desired by God because he created us with the intention to help us shine in the world to produce good fruit. So again, it's always up to us to decide how we're going to nurture our lives, how to grow in our lives, so that we can be the good children that God created us to be and to bear the good fruit that God wants us to bear in the world, so that not only can we really flourish and be beautiful creations of God, but so that we can also go forth and let other people know that good news, that God created them to flourish, to be a beautiful child of God, and to one day share with all those who have been faithful at the heavenly banquet. So as you go forth this week, think about what kind of fruit are you bearing? What kind of nurturing you need? What do you need to change in your lives so that you can be more mindful of God as the sower, the one who gives us everything we need to grow, and how we need to nourish our own spiritual lives so that we can be better signs of the kingdom of God. So we are the signs of God's kingdom, and it's up to us to make sure
that we do the things we need to do to really let it shine in our lives, to really flourish and produce that good fruit. And that good fruit that we produce is not just for this time, for our lives on earth, but also that will give birth to eternal life and to an eternal flourishing with God in heaven.